It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Joined on the phone today by Chip Pate, who is with the Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is their website, and he has been involved in writing and compiling and putting together a new magazine that the News and Record is doing called Chatham Life. It's going to be newly included in this week's News and Record for those of you who are subscribers to the paper. A lot of really great stuff in there, and he joins us on the phone to talk about it. Chip, how are you?
Fine, thanks. It's a pleasure being on the show.
Absolutely. So, first of all, before we get into Chatham Life, for folks who don't know, tell us about you and your background and how you got in with the News and Record in the first place.
Actually, I started working with Bill Horner, who's the publisher of the Chatham News and Record, many years ago in Sanford. It was probably late 1990s, doing some special sections for him. And about 2000, we started a magazine in Lee County, in the Sanford area, called Lee County Living. Followed that up many years later with Chatham Living, back when we were still working at the Sanford Herald. And so I continued developing that project with him when he came to the News and Record. I have a company of my own here, and I work for the newspaper as a what they call the community publications guru. Not my idea, but a great idea.
Any title that has the word guru in it is pretty good, right?
I sort of thought that too.
All right, so tell us about Chatham Life. What's the purpose of it? Who's the audience for it? How is it similar to and different from the News and Record?
Well, it's an annual publication. We do it in partnership with the Chatham Chamber of Commerce. It's a 40-page glossy magazine, so it's a little different from the paper in that way. But what we basically do is try to give people a look at life in Chatham County. You know, Chatham's a pretty large community, not so much in population, but it is an area. It's about 700 square miles, give or take. So what we wanted to do is to celebrate the local lifestyle, let people learn about the interesting things happening around them, and maybe introduce other people to Chatham. Readers outside the area, maybe people in Chapel Hill or somewhere else in the Triangle who don't visit all that often, but may even be considering Chatham as a place to live.
Chatham's a really fascinating place to try to get a handle on because, as you mentioned, it's large in area, and it's also pretty wide in sort of lifestyle scope. You've got Pittsboro, which is this, like, growing center. You've got Siler City as well. There's large swaths of the county that are still rural. How do you encapsulate all of that in just 40 pages?
Man, you nailed the problem right on the head. That's exactly what the challenge we have. We actually try to balance a lot of the factors involved in the community. We've got the select stories based upon the mix of regions. You nailed some of those as North Chatham up near you in Chapel Hill, Pittsboro, Siler City, other places that are closer to Sanford. We also have a wide variety of demographics. So we try to capture stories of the way people are living in various demographics. And of course, this year we also had the pandemic. There are a few stories we had planned that just fell apart at the last minute.
Did the pandemic also give you new stories to tell?
It did. We actually have one or two that are specifically related to the pandemic. We didn't really want to focus on that because that's not the entire picture of what life is like. But we did a feature about how the Chatham Community Library transformed itself in the pandemic. And we had another small story we call Slices of Life Stories, that give people a chance to look at how people are living their lives, places that they may not go. And one of those was on Drive-In Church out at Rocky River Baptist Church north of Siler City.
Awesome. Speaking with Chip Pate, again, we're talking about Chatham Life, new 40-page annual magazine that's going to be included. If you're a subscriber to the News and Record, you'll get it in this week's paper when you get it. What are some of the other stories that you told this year?
Well, we have a few different types of stories. We open up with a sort of a news briefs from things that have been happening in the last year that were published in the newspaper. So there's some lifestyle pieces in there. Then we go on to what we have, some short slices of life stories. We talked about the Farrington Village Farmers Market and a pharmacy in Siler City that gives away free pharmaceuticals to people who have a need. And then we talked some larger stories. We have one about Chatham County being named one of the nation's best communities for music education. We have a story about the library and how they changed in the pandemic. And then we have another story, a wine Q&A, actually, Paula DePano, a sommelier at the Barrington Village. And she answers a lot of questions about wine. And the best part about that story, really, is she gives a list of recommendations. She gives eight bottles that range from $20 to $55 or so. So, like, that's my next project. I'm going through the whole list.
Nice, nice. That'll be in the next one, like checking her work.
Exactly. I have a story, a follow-up about how I went through all those bottles.
That
probably would not be a great story.
Chip Pate is who we're speaking to, and again, we're talking about Chatham Life. And you mentioned this is also in partnership with the Chatham Chamber of Commerce. What is their role in this?
Their role is mainly publicity and distribution. We take story ideas from everywhere. We have a list that probably is about 50 or 60 stories long that we put together every year, so I'm sure we'll get story ideas from them. They have a membership list in the back of this year's magazine, and we'll every year we do the publication. But they handle a lot of distribution publicity for us across Chatham.
And then is this the first year of Chatham Life? I was just about to say, and then I realized I don't know.
Yes, this actually is the inaugural edition of Chatham Life. We were back, we talked to you, I guess it was last spring, about another publication that
right.
we introduced. That was Chatham 411. It was a community guide, a little bit different, more of an almanac sort of publication, as opposed to this one, which is more of a magazine lifestyles publication.
So what's the long-term objective? What other stories are you hoping to tell?
Well, like I said, we've got a bunch of them. We sort of put it together every year based on what we have done before, what we might want to highlight. Can't really go through all of them, I guess, but I know that we had some of them fall through. We had a story that we were going to do this year about a group in Jordan Matthews High School that goes to New York every year at spring break and talks to Broadway actors and talks to the theater critic for the Washington Post, and we were going to do that. That type of event didn't even happen. We were looking at maybe doing something this year with the fall festivals. There are fall festivals all over Chatham, but of course they didn't happen.
Speaking again with Chip Payton, if people want to mention, if you're a subscriber to the News and Record, it'll just be inserted in this week's paper. If people are not subscribers and they want to get it, how can they?
Well, we're publishing about 8,000 copies. It's the largest distribution of any magazine in Chatham, and we'll have them at other locations around Chatham. The library, I know we'll have some. I'm not sure where all the other ones are, but we'll have them in various locations around the county.
Awesome. And if anyone wants anything more about Chatham Life, what do they need to know? Where can they go?
Well, they can give us if you're interested in advertising, go advertising@chathamnr.com. If you want to get a hold of the newspaper and send story ideas, it's info@chathamnr.com. And, you know, we're always looking for story ideas. It's as you mentioned, it's a tough thing to put together sometimes because there's such a wide range of interests and it's a really large county, but we're always interested in story ideas.
I'm looking forward to checking it out. Again, it's Chatham Life. It's coming out this week. If you're a subscriber to the News and Record, it'll be in your paper. You can find it elsewhere as well and get more from the Chatham News and Record online at chathamnewsrecord.com. Chip Pate, as always, thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.